free independence, political and constitutional development in Ghana, 1916 to 1946. Ghana's journey towards independence was shaped by significant political and constitutional developments, particularly between 1916 and 1946. During this period, nationalist sentiments grew in response to British colonial policies as educated elites and traditional leaders increasingly advocated for greater representation and autonomy. The period also saw several constitutional reforms aimed at introducing limited local governance, setting the stage for eventual independence. The Roots of Nationalism, 1916 to 1925. In the early 20th century, political consciousness began to grow among Ghanaian educated elites who were inspired by the ideas of self-determination and influenced by global movements for independence. Colonial rule had introduced a system of indirect administration in the Gold Coast in which British officials ruled through local chiefs. However, this structure marginalized educated Africans and undermined traditional authority by making chiefs accountable to the British rather than to their communities. Many Ghanaians grew frustrated with this lack of representation and the economic exploitation of the colony's resources for the benefit of Britain. The 1916 Native Jurisdiction Ordinance. It reinforced colonial control, giving local chiefs limited administrative powers but keeping ultimate authority in British hands. This ordinance allowed the British to manipulate traditional structures to suit their interests, often at the expense of the people's needs. In response, educated Africans, especially those in urban areas, began forming political and social organizations to advocate for reforms. The 1925 Gaggersberg Constitution. The first significant constitutional development came in 1925 with the Gaggersberg Constitution, named after Sir Frederick Gaggersberg, the governor of the Gold Coast from 1919 to 1929. Gaggersberg was more progressive than previous colonial administrators and recognized the importance of involving Africans in governance. The 1925 Constitution introduced the first legislative council in which Africans would participate, though their representation remained limited. The Legislative Council under the Gaggersberg Constitution included 30 members, of whom 15 were British and 15 African. However, only 9 of the African members were elected, while the others were appointed, ensuring that the British maintained a majority. Despite these limitations, the Constitution represented a small step towards self-governance and was welcomed by many Ghanaian leaders as an opportunity to voice their grievances within the colonial system. The rise of the nationalist movement and the 1946 Burns Constitution. The period between the 1925 and 1946 constitution saw the rise of organized nationalist movements in the Gold Coast. In 1920, Joseph Casley Hayford, an influential lawyer and nationalist, co-founded the National Congress of British West Africa, the NCBWA.
The NCBWA called for increased representation, the development of local industries, and improved education for Africans. Although the British largely ignored the NCBWA's demands, it was the first major political movement in West Africa, and it laid the foundation for future nationalist activity in Ghana. The events of World War II further fueled nationalism. Ghanaian soldiers returning from the war brought back ideas of freedom and equality, and they demanded better treatment and opportunities at home. By the mid-1940s, nationalist sentiment had reached new heights, and calls for constitutional reform grew louder. In response, Governor Sir Alan Burns introduced the Burns Constitution in 1946, which marked a significant development in the Gold Coast political structure. The Burns Constitution expanded African representation on the Legislative Council, allowing Africans to hold 18 of the 32 seats, with most of these members being elected rather than appointed. For the first time, the council had a slight African majority, though the governor retained veto power and executive authority. While the Burns Constitution was an important step, it still fell short of full self-government, and Ghanaian leaders remained dissatisfied. The Constitution did not grant legislative power to the council, and the governor's control over key decisions highlighted the limits of this reform. Nonetheless, the Burns Constitution created a platform for emerging nationalist leaders who would later play key roles in the independence movement, including Kwame Nkrumah. In conclusion, the years from 1916 to 1946 were foundational in Ghana's journey towards independence. During this period, a growing nationalist movement and successive constitutional changes began to challenge British colonial rule. Although the reforms of the Gettysburg and Burns constitutions fell short of granting true self-governance, they set in motion the political and constitutional transformation of the Gold Coast. The experience gained by African leaders within the colonial political system laid the groundwork for the more radical demands and activism that would eventually lead to Ghana's independence in 1957.